ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
I should mention that the first ever producer of the Religion and Ethics Report, Noel Debien, is back, but not as producer. Noel has been for many years now the editor-at-large in the ABC Religion Unit. He's now the head of ABC Religion. Noel, welcome back.
Oh, well, thank you, Andrew.
And I want to just ask you about a couple of events that are going to occur in the early part of 2026 when we return for the new season. On January 6 and 7, there's to be something called an extraordinary consistory of cardinals in Rome, called by Pope Leo. What is this consistory, Noel?
So an extraordinary consistory is more than one where he hands out cardinals' hats. That's number one. An extraordinary consistory is about the particular needs of the church. So it could be about anything. They've been previously called to make announcements under Francis about the restructure of the Curia, where he wanted the cardinals involved. And that consistory would involve all the cardinals, not just the voting ones. So it's nearly 250 people are invited and to turn up. And it's about communicating with that college of cardinals internationally about important matters.
Yeah. Now, remembering the Pope is a monarch of sorts, does he lay down the law in these consistories, or is it about power sharing? Because that's been the talk since Francis 12 years ago.
My best information is synodality, which is what they've all been talking about. This sort of sharing of all people in the running and governance of the church will be key to this. So I am assuming that we should expect to see synodality in action, and that means bringing people into the tent and discussing it with them as opposed to simply issuing orders, which is not Leo the 14th style anyway.
Now, sometimes these consistories do throw up some rather controversial things. Tell me about a consistory back in 2014, only a year or so into the papacy of Francis, because there was something of a controversy that came out of that consistory.
This is the one you're talking about, Cardinal Caspar, yes. There was a discussion about divorced and remarried being admitted to Holy Communion, and they were finding pastoral ways forward. Now, that may not sound very big to you, but it's pretty big inside the Catholic Church after the amount of argument that's gone on. If you're divorced and remarried, you're cut off from communion. So it was a very important matter that came up at that consistory.
Yes. Now, you say it may not sound very important, but of course, Noel, what we now know in the decade, more than a decade since then, was that that proposal of Cardinal Caspar in the consistory for a more pastoral approach to divorced and civilly remarried Catholics, it made its way into a footnote in a subsequent papal document. That caused all sorts of controversy, though, didn't it? I mean, that began a decade-long process of undermining Francis.
Yes, but Francis, as you remember, he was very big on sacraments being for the wounded, the field hospital idea that you didn't need to be perfect to receive grace. Grace was going to help you to improve. And so, yes, there were parts of the church that saw Cardinal Caspar and also the Pope as somehow soft on sin, going backwards, and this is not Catholic. But Francis was unequivocal that the idea of grace is given to the sinner. You don't have to be perfect to receive it.
Now, the other thing that may come out of this extraordinary consistory in early January is the resuscitation of something called the C9. I guess to the uninitiated, this is almost like a cabinet, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the cabinet of cardinals, exactly. You will remember that Cardinal George Pell was the Secretary for the Economy. He was part of this consultative group of cardinals that Pope Francis drew from around the world so that he had an ongoing council. He chose cardinals from different regions to be his, like, kitchen cabinet, I suppose.
With something like a Vatican cabinet, would Leo have to consider people from different parts of the world, especially Africa, where an awful lot of African Catholics, which is just a boom town for Catholicism in Africa, were probably hoping for one of their own on the throne of St. Peter. Does he have to sort of consider the team of rivals model? I need to get a high-profile African cardinal. I need to get a high-profile South Asian cardinal. I need to make these positions very prominent.
Again, the principle of synodality says yes. I would be sure that in his mind there would be somebody from the African continent. You know, it wouldn't make sense. The global south the Anglicans talk about, it's the same among Catholics. These are growing churches, huge churches, tend to be conservative too, by the way. I would be very surprised if there isn't representation. Cardinal Sarah, for example, is very well known and quite conservative liturgically too, and he's been quite influential. I haven't yet seen the next Cardinal Sarah.
There's another big leadership change happening at the top of global Christianity, and that is on the 28th of January, Bishop Sarah Mullally, currently the Anglican Bishop of London, is confirmed as the next Archbishop of Canterbury. Her enthronement, I think today they rather more democratically refer
installation.
To it as an installation. It doesn't quite have the poetry. Her installation will actually be held in Canterbury Cathedral on the 25th of March. Why is that significant date, by the way, Noel?
The 25th of March is, of course, the Feast of the Annunciation to the Blessed Virgin Mary. It's exactly 9 months before Christmas, and it's when Mary learns that she's about to have the Son of God. I would think that it has occurred to the people of Canterbury that that is an important festival day, and it is an important festival day. That would be just very much what Canterbury would do. Let's have that date.
Good to have you back on the team, Noel Debien, the new head of ABC Religion. Thanks for coming back to the program.
Pleasure, Andrew.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.